I feel like I can do, you know, I'm at that point where I can do most anything that I want to do. Okay. I just, you know, want to look better in areas on my body.
Okay. So
I want to be able to wear those clothes that I want to wear.
Okay. So that's a why.
Self-conscious.
Okay. Well, now I think we just stepped into the big steamy pile. I want to be able to wear what I want to wear without being self-conscious. As if I just have some more muscles, I don't have to be self-conscious anymore. What is self-conscious? What is that?
Well, it's...
I'm going to...
Me being uncomfortable.
No.
And
it's called a feeling.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Self-conscious is a feeling because when you wear the clothes you want to wear, you're choosing to think like shit about yourself. That's not your body's fault.
Well, it's because of what I see.
No. It's not like just what you see has a thought applied to it. I will promise you. Okay. Which room is she in? Whose room is she in? Betsy. Betsy's room.
Betsy's room.
All right. How much you weigh?
I weigh 158.
All right. We got Sheila, who weighs 158. And, like, just stand up. Just, you don't have to go all the way naked.
Me?
I mean, you know. All right. Here's Sheila. Look at her, looking good. How many of you in Betsy's room would be like, fuck that, I'd be feeling great. There's no way I'd be sitting around feeling unconscious or self-conscious. That's how we know, Sheila, that it ain't your body's fault that you have shitty thoughts. That's Sheila's unmanaged mind. And the reason why this doesn't feel compelling, it's because you're thinking this is what makes you feel better. You haven't made the connection yet. Like, I get to look at this body right now, and I get to decide, good for you, body. You lost 31 pounds. You get to think 1,000 things about it. But you're choosing to pull it apart, even though you have exactly what you thought you wanted. Let me ask you this, Sheila. What did you say? You lost 31 pounds?
Yes.
And you joined in June?
Yes.
All right. When you were signing up in June, let's say you and I had a conversation. And I was like, hey, Sheila, January 1, you're going to have lost your weight. And I'm going to coach you on not liking your body. And you're going to just be like, no, no, no. Like, this isn't good enough. Like, I can't even find a why, Corinne. That version of Sheila, which she had been like, fuck that. If I lose 31 pounds, I will pay you extra.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how we know it's a thought.
And that's why I'm having problems with it.
That's exactly why you're having. You're trying to solve your self-worth and your self-concept with a set of weights instead of a new conversation. Over and over and over again. When you think your body doesn't look the way it should, you need to tell yourself, hey, I'm Sheila. I've lost 31 pounds. I have done a lot of work. If I want more muscles, I'll just go get me some with some weights. But that doesn't mean that I'm bad until I get them. You have to change that part.
Okay.
Here's what I know. If you don't, you're going to go get your weights and you're going to lift your weights from the place of not liking yourself, pulling yourself apart. And even when your body starts to change, there will always be something else that has to change in order to no longer be self-conscious. There is not a magic body that takes away feeling self-conscious. There is a constant redirect that has to happen to liking who you are.